With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. You may need to plan for a little extra drive time if you're heading into or out of West Bay. The National Roads Authority is doing scheduled works at the junction of Northwest Point Road and Town Hall Road starting today and continuing for the next 3 weeks. Work will be done from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The NRA says this project will see the relocation of the junction further north of Town Hall Road with the installation of a sidewalk south of West Bay Beach. These changes are designed to improve lane organization, increase pedestrian safety, and support better overall traffic management in the area. A new agreement between Cayman Airways and the Cayman Islands Film Commission aims to support local filmmakers as they strive to showcase their work internationally.
For them, getting into an international festival is a huge deal, but actually getting to the festival can be one of the biggest barriers.
Brittany Keller is the director of the Film Commission, and she would know, having been an aspiring filmmaker herself.
By supporting outbound travel for Caymanian filmmakers whose work has been accepted to festivals within the Cayman Airways Gateway Network, we're helping to ensure that their stories don't stop at festival acceptance. This is about them being able to show up and be seen.
The agreement will also encourage and support international productions who want a great climate, film concessions, and easy access to major U.S. gateways. Cayman Airways and the Film Commission will coordinate travel for productions, promote Cayman at industry events in Los Angeles, and create packages showcasing Cayman's diverse locations. Today is also the official release date of The Bluff on Amazon Prime, set in Cayman Brac and directed by Cayman's own Frank E. Flowers. Cayman welcomes back the Department of Environment researchers who've spent the past 2 weeks on board the RRS James Cook as part of the Bluebelt program's Beyond the Reef exhibition. A team of scientists from across the Caribbean have mapped more than 11,000 square feet of ocean, ID'd nearly 10,000 specimens, and snagged more than 9,300 photos and 88 hours of video from previously unexplored deep habitats. The DOE says a, quote, particularly surprising find was the discovery of a number of ancient reef terraces along the slopes of Picklebank, ranging from 400 meters down to 700 meters. Even though these reefs could be tens of thousands to millions of years old, the skeletal structures were so intact, the team says it could clearly identify which genus of coral they were. The crew will be sharing their highlights and initial findings this evening at a port of call party at 5:30 p.m. at Village Cayman at Governor's Village. The Cayman Islands is stepping up efforts to keep its small commercial vessels safe on the water. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Cayman Islands government is partnering with the UK's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, the Maritime Authority of the Cayman Islands, the Coast Guard, and the Port Authority for a new training initiative. The free one-day course, titled Safe Operation of Small Commercial Vessels, will focus on navigation, communication, and emergency readiness, all critical for anyone operating boats in Cayman waters. Training takes place March 12th through 15th at Inspire Cayman in Georgetown. It's open to commercial captains, tourism and water sports operators, and other maritime professionals aged 17 and older. Topics include collision avoidance, pollution prevention, and real-world accident case studies. Participants will also learn about skipper responsibilities and safety equipment checks. Graduates will receive a certificate of attendance, and organizers say space is limited, so early registration is encouraged. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Registration details are posted online at radiocayman.gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump has hailed his first year back in the White House during the longest ever State of the Union speech. He stridently defended his policy of imposing tariffs on imports to the US. He also said America's borders were more secure than ever and that he would continue to clamp down on immigration and crime. The Democrats accused him of lying and scapegoating while enriching himself and his family. Sri Lanka's former intelligence chief has been arrested in connection with the 2019 Easter Sunday bombings that killed more than 270 people. Major General Suresh Saleh had faced accusations, which he denied, that he'd orchestrated the bombings to help get President Gotabaya Rajapaksa elected. That's the latest world news from the BBC.